Well, good evening. How are you guys tonight? Good? All right. I have to say, I know I've been doing this too long. When I see some of my kids have aged out, like Brooke, and I think Tabitha's. Did Tabitha come up? No. Okay, good. She made it. But this is great. So what we do tonight is you guys are going to help me tell the story of why we are here. So what is tonight? I really could not hear you very well. What is tonight?
Christmas Eve!
Exactly. And what do we celebrate on Christmas Eve?
Jesus.
Go ahead, tell me. Who?
Jesus.
Jesus. Exactly. We celebrate Jesus. So, let me ask you a question. Who was Jesus' mother?
Mary.
And did somebody have Mary? Would you like to come put her up here? We all have to work together this night. We have to cooperate a lot. All right, you got it? We're making room. It's harder when we get old enough to wear heels. All right, you want to put Mary in? Now, Mary was the mother of Jesus. And how, does anybody remember, how did she get pregnant with Jesus? What happened that made her know she was going to have a baby? Anybody know? Adam? An angel came to her. And what did the angel say? Excellent. Go to Bethlehem. All right, Mary, you're going to have a baby and go to Bethlehem. Now, Mary was engaged to somebody, but was he the father of Jesus? No, because God is the father of Jesus, right? So Mary was engaged to somebody. Who was Mary engaged to? Anyone?
Adam.
No, good guess. It wasn't Adam, but it's another really famous guy in the Bible. You're awesome. Come on, guys. Who was it?
Joseph.
All right, Joseph. So Joseph and Mary had to travel all the way to Bethlehem because they were counting people. That's the easiest way to say it. So they traveled to Bethlehem, only what happened? What happened when they got to Bethlehem? What?
Nowhere to stay.
Nowhere. It was like Pasadena on the Rose Parade. There was nowhere to stay. So where did they end up? Where'd they end up? Yes. In a barn. Absolutely, in a barn. So Joseph, I forgot to bring up Joseph. Where's Joseph? Who has Joseph? Here we go, sir. Get him up here for me. You can put Joseph up there. So they ended up in a barn. Now, what is an animal we might find in a barn? A cat is right, and I don't have a cat yet, but I'll be on the lookout for one. What else might we find? Sheep. There are some sheep, but hold on to the sheep. In fact, did I get that right? Wilson, rats. Wilson, will you put one sheep up here? Because I bet there was a sheep in the barn. But there was something else. Yes. A cow. Does somebody have the oxen? Does somebody have the cow? Is someone holding the cow? No? Did our oxen go missing? There we go. You want to put it up here for us? All right. So we have an ox and we have sheep. Now, what do animals in a barn eat out of? What do they eat out of? Hay. They eat hay, and they put the hay in something. What do they put the hay in? Tabitha, there you are. A manger. Who has the manger? Are you going to come put it up? Come put the manger up. I'm going to move the cow over so we can see better. Okay, put in our manger. And so that was the only place there was. And so when they got in the barn and when they got all settled, who was born? Who was born? Jesus was born, absolutely. So there goes Jesus, and there we have it. But as soon as this happened, somebody began to sing. Does anybody know who began to sing?
Angels!
Oh, you're right. Angels began to sing. Now, who has the angel? Did somebody, you had the angel? Come on, bring her forward. And Reverend Greg will help you get her placed just right. There you go, bring it on up. So first the angels sang, and then the angels went somewhere else to tell other people. Who did the angels go to tell about the birth of Jesus? Who, yes, went to go tell shepherds. And they went out in the field and they said, glory to God in the highest, in this day in Bethlehem, the Son of God has been born, and you should go see him. So what did the shepherds do? They went to go see him. So who has some shepherds? All right, come bring your shepherds up here. You can put them on the white part here. If you have a shepherd, bring them up. Do we have, and then shepherds, who do the shepherds have with them? Sheep. Sometimes goats too, but we'll go for sheep tonight. You want to put that one on that side for me, sweetie? And then who has sheep? If you have sheep, will you bring your sheep up? Ben, are you the last sheep standing? All right, come on, bring your sheep up. No, that's the other Ben. There's two of you. Crazy. All right, exactly. Here, come on, sweetie, here. Come this way. There you go. I'll put them up right there. There we go. And we got another sheep. Rocco, are you going to come check all this out? Oh, Rocco, you have a sheep. Can you? Oh, here we go. Thank you, Rocco. And we'll put them right here. So the shepherds all came and saw that Jesus has been born. And what did the shepherds do when they left? Does anybody know? What did they do? Did they go home?
No.
They did. Well, they stayed for a while. Anybody, what did they do when they left? No, those guys are going to come in a minute. They'll come in a little bit. When the shepherds left, they told everybody what they had seen. So when the shepherds left, they said, this great thing has happened in Bethlehem. And they went and they told what's called the good news. So that happened. And then some other people came to see Jesus. Who else came to see Jesus? Yes. The kings, how many were there? Three. Sometimes they're called the wise men. Now, are we going to bring the kings up here now? No, why not? You're right, they aren't here yet. They'll get here on Epiphany, which is when we celebrate the three kings showing up. But the kings are traveling around the church. So tonight before you leave, see if you can't find all three kings as they're making their way to the manger. Now, when Jesus was born, what do we often say Jesus is? Jesus is the Son of God. And then we have another one. Jesus is the light. Do you guys remember this? Jesus is the light? The light of the world, exactly. And so later on tonight, when we sing Silent Night and we all have our candles, each of us is holding a bit of that light. You have yours with you. Good to be prepared. You're going to hold that light and remember that that's the light of God that goes with us. And that's like the shepherds, what we take with us this night so that we can tell everybody else the good news. All right? Did we leave anything out? Then I think it's up to Father Greg to bless our crash. But that means all of you have to stand up because we always say a blessing. I forgot the horse, the donkey. Thank you. Oh, I did.
The donkey's there.
Okay. Right here. Thank you. Sorry about that. Okay, everybody hold out your hand, guys, because all of you are going to help me. Turn this way, though, my dear. Hold out your hands so we can all bless the crush together.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Blessed are you, O Lord God, King of the universe. You have enriched our lives with every good and perfect gift. You have commanded us to show your splendor to our children and to praise you with lives of love, justice, and joy. Be with us this night and bless this creche that it may be a visible sign of your saving grace and love in all our Christmas celebrations. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever.
Amen. Okay, now wait. Turn around slowly, and you can go back to your seats while we sing Away in a Manger.